Well, the time is 11 o'clock, and you are listening to KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors. And welcome to the first edition of our new feature, possibly to be renamed, but for the time being, it will be known as Listeners' Voices. And joining me here in the studio is Jane Timke. Hey, good morning, Jane.
Morning.
So this is all going to be kind of by the seat of our pants. You may be tuning in expecting to hear the KGUA Writers Show, which we've been airing for about the last 5 or 6 months in this slot, for the most part. And we will be joining that replay in progress in, I don't know, I'm guessing about half an hour. We have really no idea how long this is going to take us. I want to let you know, for the devoted fans of KGUA Writers, you can find all of their archived programs on SoundCloud. If you just go to that website, soundcloud.com, I imagine, and put KGUA Writers in the search box, you will find maybe 170 episodes or so. And they always post them there by later in the day. That show is broadcast live from Gualala, California at 9 o'clock their time, 11 o'clock our time on Monday mornings. And then we've been replaying it the following Saturdays at this time. And for the time being, we're going to be kind of a hybrid. We're going to include some of their show that we can work in after sharing our own local responses to our own local prompts. So if you're dating way back, you might have been tuning in expecting to hear the polka show, but I do want to let you know that still airs at 5 p.m. on Wednesdays. Well, I'll give you a heads up, too, if you're really just tuned in for KGUA and you're going to have to wait a half an hour or so. The prompt for this week's show was, what is the truth in emptiness, or the truth of emptiness? And it's kind of a heavy subject there. There are a lot of really interesting responses, but we didn't think it was probably a good thing to launch this local version with.
Yeah, not the best starting point.
Well, and it needs some context. Their prompts have been evolving from one week to the next. They kind of naturally grow out of the previous one. And if you've been following it, it kind of makes sense. And it was just some really interesting responses. But and then at the end of their broadcast, they always announce the prompt for the next week. And I think that so this is for the program that will air live this coming Monday. And I think we'll use this one sometime, not right away, but it's kind of to paraphrase, what is your song? What song would introduce you to others who might not know you? What song speaks for you? It started from one of the hosts identifying with Both Sides Now, which was apparently performed during the Grammys last weekend. And so I think we will adopt that one very soon, but our prompt for this inaugural version of Listeners' Voices was, what do you think of this winter, this exceptional, bizarre winter we are experiencing here in Minnesota? And, of course, any of the local listeners know what we're talking about. Anybody from afar who might not be clued in, it's been record-breakingly warm, record-breaking lack of snow. All of December, we never had one day that was below normal temperature, which is almost unheard of, I guess. Usually there's enough variation in the month. You have some above, some below. 27 days. Oh, what was that? Just ignore. There were 27 days in those 2 months. Doggone.
I was just going to interject that it's been off-puttingly muddy for this time of the year. Oh. It's made taking walks very difficult, like even deciding what type of footwear to put on. You know, do you wear the cleats? No. You better have good mud boots.
Yeah. Yeah. And other than that 1 week of seasonable weather we had about the second or third week in January, we had normal, well below zero temperatures, and even a day or two, I think, didn't get above zero. But then it got really warm. It is so muddy. My car is just a dust bucket, and anybody who comes near it ends up with mud on their clothing somewhere. I could show you some on my pant leg right now. So we have a lot of different reactions from people, as you can imagine, to this turn of events, this very un-Minnesotan winter we're having. So we have some written responses came in and some recorded, and we're going to share those with you. Let's see. I think I'll start with, well, first I have to find the, didn't think to pull up this folder that we're going to be playing from. Last Monday, three of us KTWH volunteers spent about a little over an hour down at Bayview Terrace Apartments with some of their residents there and talking about this question. And it was Francis Burge, who's kind of the co-conspirator in this whole project, unavailable today, unfortunately, and so we thank Jane for stepping in for her. And Richmond Scharf has produced some music programs for us and is going to be producing more. We all three kind of facilitated this happening. And people who wandered in and out, some of them were there the whole time, some wandered in and out. And I have the names, but not right with me, but I think I can remember them. Jen Palmquist, Lillian Hansen, Robin Anderson. They were there for the duration. Is it Claire who showed up with Pork Chop? Pork Chop was the main attraction. Puppy on a chain. A couple of the employers, Tom and Brent, came through. We'll hear from them. Cliff was there. I don't know if we get to hear from Cliff in this one. I didn't have time to screen the entire recording. We may have some more from them next week. But just to give you an idea of the setting, there was a lot of noise going on in the background. We apologize for this. I think we won't set up quite the same situation another time. But their voices come through, and you just have to put up with a little background noise here. But we're going to start out here with 4 or 5 minutes from Jen, Lillian, and Robin especially, and see what they think about both winters past and present.
What's your name, ma'am?
Genevieve, or Jen Palmquist. I'm originally from here. I moved out in 1968 up the range, and now I'm back home again.
Great. And what do you think about this extraordinary weather?
Beautiful. At least I can put my long-legged underwear back home. I mean, back in the drawer again.
Yeah.
You know, this kind with a flap in the back.
You don't miss the snow?
In a way, it's kind of nice to have the snow, you know.
We're used to having a little more than we have right
now.
Yeah. Which is good for the ground, because it's moisture.
It's so dry. It was dry in here, too.
What do you remember about winters in the past? How does this compare?
Oh, you know, I didn't mind going out and shoveling in our younger years, you know. I can't do it now. If I went out there, I'd probably fall on my face, you know. But I enjoyed it. But when you get that heavy, wet snow, that's no good. But when I lived here before, and I drove back and forth from Nyfer to Duluth to go to work and come back, there are many times I was pushing snow down the freeway. That's how bad it was. But I don't know. I mean, if you're born and raised here, you know.
Yeah.
You know not to go out on the lake with your car on the ice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You, right. A little bit here.
Yeah. Well, my mother-in-law had lived in Grand Marais, and she said every year somebody that she knew from Grand Marais ended up dying.
Oh,
on
yeah.
Lake Superior. I was like, that was terrifying.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, somebody get out there, and then it started, the wind come up and, you know, swamp their boat,
yeah.
Which was really bad.
Yeah. It's not a lake to go out to when it's windy, no. The waves are high and you can capsize in a minute. Yeah. So. But yeah, this winter has been totally different. Totally. I don't know what we're in for. Who knows?
Well, keep your fingers crossed. That's all I can say.
We still have the whole month of March.
Yeah.
And the rest of this month. We never know.
It could come in like a lamb and go out like a lion. Yeah.
Or the reverse.
Yeah. Well, when my kids were little, we didn't get enough snow, and our water froze, and a whole lot of septic systems froze because we didn't have enough snow and it got so cold.
That's what's going to happen here if we don't get
if we don't
snow.
Get enough snow. And, well, the pipes starts getting cold.
Well, you know, you talk about this winter, you know, when growing up when I was little, we'd have to walk a mile from home down to Knifer and then go up to the schoolhouse. You walked in the winter months. You didn't have a school bus and all that then.
No.
You bundled up and away you went. Yeah?
Did you walk with anyone? Or
the old yards once in a while.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the way we grew up.
Yeah.
Did you ever have snow days back then?
No. You went to school. Yeah. You just bundled up, yeah. I don't mind it, really.
No.
Yeah.
This is Minnesota.
Yeah.
We get what we get, and we're content with it.
Yeah, I love that line. This is Minnesota. We get what we get, and supposedly we're content with it, but we did hear a lot of discontentment this week, and some contentment, and so as not to make this a totally negative sharing of thoughts, let's hear what Michelle Anderson had to say.
This is Michelle Anderson responding to this week's prompt. What do you think about this exceptional weather we're having this year? LOL, I might make someone mad at me, smiley face. Mine would be so short, it would say, I love this winter weather. I wish them to all be this way. Then I won't have to stray to far away, someday in winter, to a place in the sun. No back-breaking shoveling before or after work. No wondering if the car will start. No storms to thwart festivities with family and friends.
All right. Well, good to have a positive aspect on it.
Yeah,
that is Michelle from the station here, in case you were wondering. Yeah, and we had some mixed reactions, understandably. I think we're probably all mixed a little bit on one level or another. I think I'll read from Michelle Miller's. Oh, that's yours. Actually, you're going to read from Michelle Miller's.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Should I go? Okay. Okay, here's Michelle Miller responding to the prompt. As many of you, I have been analyzing this winter and have had several thoughts in regards to how mild it has been. In early December, I felt almost angry. We live in northern Minnesota. Being able to survive the harsh winter conditions is what makes us unique and proud. Darn it, now what? Later that month, after Christmas, I figured what's the point and enjoyed not having to make plans dependent on the weather and road conditions. In January, I started believing I had some special hand in this phenomena. I rarely shovel as I rent and am only responsible for a small portion of my deck. Well, I did shovel because it was wet, heavy snow, and did not want it to turn into ice. Then, voila! No more snow, pretty much since then. Now it is February. My son has lived in Daytona Beach, Florida for almost 12 years. Well, I booked a midwinter to getaway back in August. Excuse me, I booked a midwinter getaway back in August to visit him for the first time during the cold winter months. I did hear the extended forecast for possible snow the day I return later this month. If nothing else, the weather always provides great conversation.
That's for sure. There's
been
a lot of it in the last month, although...
Well, I guess so.
Interestingly, ironically, this morning is the first day it has actually felt like winter again in weeks.
Yeah.
I had 15 degrees at my house and a fresh, almost inch of snow. And really, it's been ridiculous. We didn't get below freezing for... weeks on end. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not weeks mm-hmm. on end, many days, and well above freezing every day for weeks on end. And for a stretch of days, our low temperature, our actual low temperature, was higher than the average high temperature for several days in a row. I wish I had that number, mm-hmm. but just to give an idea of how bizarre it's been. And so there's Michelle down in Florida now, and hopefully they don't get snowed on down there. Things have been so reversed that it could well be. Anyway, she wasn't escaping much by going down there now, but I know she's enjoying her time with her son. Here's a submission. This was sent in by iPhone. So for those of you who would like to think about contributing a recorded message, you just go to your voice memo app, and then there's always a way to share those, and emailing is one of them. And I guess we should be sharing. Our email address is ktwhwriters@gmail.com, and that's exactly what Becky Norlene did, and shared this with us.
This is Becky Norlene in Two Harbors. The prompt this week was, how do I feel about the unusual weather this winter? I have such a mix of responses. I am glad for warmer days and glad to be able to skip putting on the ice grippers to go out walking. I also worry about spring wildfires if we don't get enough moisture, or plants getting started early and then being killed by a freeze. There have been extra cool years when we made jokes about summer being scheduled for one day in July. This year, winter was about 10 days in January, with enough snow and cold to really feel like winter, and then it seemed to be over. Will we get more winter in this El Nino year? Probably at least some, but it certainly feels strange. When the days started to get up into the 30s, I watched the snow disappear in Lakeview Park, visible from my windows. First, there were circles of bare ground around the trees, especially the cedars. Then, a few days later, there were other brown spots in the open areas between the trees. Then there were days when it was about half and half, irregular patches of grass showing. And then it was more brown than white. Now there is only a little snow left in the shadiest spots, and along the edges where the plows had piled it up. Come back, snow, if you can. You would be welcome.
Indeed, and we had a little, I suppose, in here I didn't notice actually in town. I think it was a dusting I heard in Duluth. Not much there, right, Jane?
No, we had a dusting on the car, and it kind of decorated and prettied up the footpath in front of my apartment.
Mm-hmm. For a couple hours.
Yeah, for a few hours, and there we go.
I have been fortunate to have snow cover continuously, probably since I think it did go away. We got about 7 or 8 inches on Halloween. Sometime in November, it all disappeared. I have had up to 10 inches after that, but it quickly shrunk down, and right now I would call it about 4 inches on the ground everywhere. But at least it does look like winter up by me, unlike any place near the shore here. Let's see. I wanted to read one from somebody who is not here experiencing this winter with us, but she's a Lake County resident in the summer, Linda Starr, and she's wintering in Washington, and they are not having a fun time out there either. She's been sharing their weather chronicles there, and they've been getting assaulted with all kinds of storms. But I did posed this question to her, and she responded. The question made me think about how potentially pleasant it would be to be there this winter and not day after day. No, wait a minute. Did I mean that way? Can that be true? The question made me think about how potentially pleasant it would be to be there this winter and not having day after day of 30 below weather. Oh, well, that's true. We're not having day after day of 30 below weather, that's for sure. Remembering so many freezing cold below 0 days. But this is really about the snow that isn't there because it is warmer. My favorite winters were when the temperature was between 15 and 25 above most of the time, with lots of snow. Waxless skis had not yet been invented, but I could use the same wax on my cross-country skis every single time because the weather was consistently below freezing but above zero. Winter in northern Minnesota needs snow. That's all there is to it. So Linda grew up in Duluth, so she knows the winters. That's, she's remembering winter as we used to know it here. And indeed, that the one upside is we're not experiencing day after day of 30 below temperatures. So let's see. Let's hear from the group at Bayview again. This is, I got the name wrong. It's Caroline who showed up with Pork Chop. And you'll hear Pork Chop's tags jingling in the background a little bit during this. And they cover a few different topics here.
I heard somebody say that they're tapping maple trees now.
Some places are. Mm-hmm. What? Yeah. And somebody has seen robins.
Yep.
Well,
yes.
You know what's going to happen.
Yep.
They're going to get hit again. It's going to be, that's a sign. It's going to be bad weather.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's Pork Chop.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, she might have something to say.
Join the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. She really likes snow, and she's not happy because there's nothing to play in.
Like a lot of us.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But can you imagine seeing robins? No.
Yeah.
No.
They're going to get hit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's too
I am really worried about this spring and summer with it being this dry. That
yes.
It's going to, you know,
we're
going to
have
fires and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really awful. And people,
yeah.
Of course, that have gardens, if they don't have a good water supply, that's
right.
Going to be pretty bad.
Yeah. Not good. Not good.
So how do you know when to start your garden now if...
I'm sorry, what was that?
How do you know when to start your garden now if it's...
You know, you don't, because somebody said that their trees were already popping out, budding out, because they don't know what to, you know, they're confused. And honestly, I've lived here all my life, I've never seen green grass in February before.
Yeah.
You know.
The deer are happy.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
They're active.
Well, yeah, they come up to see us here once in a while. In the evening.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not afraid of anything.
No,
they
no.
Drive in and they just stand there and watch us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think of this exceptional winter?
I think it's exceptional.
Yes.
I'm not from Minnesota,
yeah.
And this is definitely a reprieve from the normal Minnesota cold that I'm used to.
Yeah.
That I shouldn't say I'm used to. I've been subjected to for the last 50 years.
So you welcome it.
I do. This is like Nebraska weather.
But
we had a little bit
problem.
Of chilliness. And
I'm sorry.
Got better again.
If I wanted Nebraska winters, I'd move to Nebraska. I like Minnesota.
Well, I think you might have to start looking at like the North Pole in the future. So.
I'm not that desperate.
No, but something is happening. Something is happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, indeed. Something's happening. So let's see, shall we get, let's hear from Katya Gordon, indeed, along those lines.
Okay, this is Katya Gordon responding to the prompt. I think it's distressing, disorienting, and grounding for us on the North Shore. Distressing because anyone with a livelihood tied up in our seasons, resort owners to maple syrupers, has to figure out how to adjust and deal with lost income. Disorienting because it feels bizarre to hear rain dripping in January and rivers freeze, thaw, and freeze again. Grounding in the sense that we've been hearing for years about our warming climate and that our seasons are getting more unpredictable with the warming trend. This winter, that change is very visible. We can say, okay, I understand. This is what they are talking about. Grounding also because since we do understand what is going on, we can take seriously the predictions that these same scientists are making about the coming decades and act intelligently to reduce our fossil fuels as quickly as possible.
Thank you, Katya. Here's a thought from Leo Babu from the station here. My short take on the season. In short, it's my winter of discontent, that not enough people are discontented with this winter, and that it may well take the sky turning yellow our way and the lake receding 30 feet to make room for an above-water hotel in Agate Bay before most folks think twice about what's coming. Well, in the short term, here's Jeremy on what he thinks might be coming. He's one of our students here involved with the radio station.
What do you think about this mild winter weather that we're having? What do you think about the weather this winter?
Pretty bad.
Why is it bad?
Because I'm afraid there might be a snowstorm soon. But.
Go ahead.
It might not be.
And so far we haven't had any bad snowstorms.
No.
But you think because we were so spoiled that we might end up with a huge snowstorm.
Exactly.
Okay. You heard it
here. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, thank you, Jeremy. And let's see, maybe we'll hear from the Bayview Bunch one more time. This is mostly Brent, the maintenance man there.
Well, Brent, what do you think about this exceptional winter?
Well, a lot of people are complaining, resort owners, that
they're losing a lot of money
because there's no snow. But then one gentleman, because I was listening to talk radio, called in and said, does everybody forget we had record snowfall last year? And we did.
The
most snow ever in Duluth.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's something to get used to. Also, though, winters are 5 degrees warmer since the 70s. And that's not good.
No.
No.
It's bad for our lakes, and it's bad for our forests. I think we're going to have to get used to this. Well, you have extremes, but that's the problem where we're at now. It's in last year to this year is a great example.
Right.
And we have to get used to it, unfortunately.
The only thing bad about this no snow is the businesses.
Yeah.
Like the sled dog race and all them.
Yeah.
We'll
see what happens this spring. It could put us right into a drought, so.
Well, that's right. You know, the hotels are really, really suffering.
Yeah.
And usually you're going to see literally dozens of trailers with snowmobiles on. I've seen one or two in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And the guy that was driving the vehicle didn't look happy. There's got to be snow some places.
Yeah.
Keep driving north.
Yeah.
You might do.
Way north, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hope you have your passport.
Indeed, I observed this morning on the way into town, it's a Saturday morning, a weekend in February. It's winter frolic weekend here in Two Harbors. We have no idea if they're making some snow or if they found a pile someplace to import it with, but wow. We have two really big chain motels in town. One of them only had 4 cars in the lot, and at least one of them must have been an employee. The other one had many, many fewer than you would usually see. The local mom-and-pop motel had a vacancy, which is unheard of this time of year. Yeah, and right, no snowmobile trailers, nothing. So it's really the local economy is taking.
I took a little drive up the North Shore this past week, and I was at Lutzen area, and the ski hill is not busy at all. The motel I was going to stay in had been booked solid a month ago, and it was entirely empty because people have been canceling. So once again, the economy is really affected by this change.
Yes, indeed. For the sake of winter frolic, people concerned about that, there was quite a stream of cars coming into town. This was about 10 o'clock or so, a little after 10. So I think people are coming up from the area to see what's going to happen with winter frolic today. But so that will help on that front a little bit. Boy, yeah, there's some big hits. So carrying on here, I have, of course, the longest submission of the week here. that I'm going to share now. And this is all just kind of a reality check. We're not trying to depress people or anything, but and we'll have an especially passionate expression of feelings about this winter that we'll close the program with after this reading and another short recording.
So this is Fran.
This is me. Well, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly scary. I'll grant some minor upsides to this. Less fuel consumption. For me, that's in the form of firewood, meaning less work for next year's preparation. Being able to walk the third mile from my winter parking spot to my cabin instead of snowshoe. I guess having to bundle up less for every excursion outside. And I guess it's been good for an extended shipping season and for working on building and roofing projects. The downsides weigh much more heavily in my scheme of things. I love snowshoeing. For daily coming and going to the car, the walking is convenient, but I live among networks of woods trails where I would usually be spending much of my free time when it's above 10 below zero or so. Many friends are devoted cross-country skiers, and they are becoming extremely restless and squirrely, being deprived of their favorite winter activity, in some cases that being the main reason they live in our area. It is having severe economic repercussions for many businesses and industries, and life and death impacts for wildlife. I've never had any desire to leave the area in the winter, as so many snowbirds do, but this year I found myself envying a friend's trip to Arizona for some hiking in mountains with 40 and 50 degree temperatures, since there has been just enough snow on our trails to make hiking kind of a chore, but not enough to snowshoe. While it has been staying so record-breakingly warm these last weeks, the mud on our gravel road is on a par with spring breakup, which we will likely have to endure again in April. But what's worse than these losses, to me, is both the long-range implications of these trends, which started well before this winter, and the short-range disorientation it is brewing in me. It's like upsetting one's circadian rhythm, seasonal jet lag, except it's not any season we can recognize. It's hard to remember where we are in the calendar, and that started back in December. There has been 1 week of normal temperatures since then and an unprecedented dearth of snow cover. We just don't know what to do with ourselves. It's depressing to think that kids growing up these days might never know what a true Minnesota winter means, at least not in a consistent way. Just last year was record-breaking snow accumulation in our area, and now this. We are assured we will have winters again, and even this year we are bound to get some snow eventually. But the gradual rise of 3 degrees in our winter temperatures since the 1970s and the erratic nature of our winters, one year to the next, reflect the irreversible change, in our lifetimes at least, that we have wrought on the climate. We should probably hear from Michelle Anderson again.
Do you want to? No. Yeah, we've got a smiley face on hers. She's pretty happy about not the disruption, having no disruptions to festivities with family and friends. I can relate to that.
Right. Yeah. And there's certainly, there isn't anything we can do about it in this immediate short term. And so we have to just make the best of it. And there are, today it did turn cold enough. All that mud is frozen up now. And there's going to be, melting and freezing now for a while. We are going to be getting below zero, which will create ice situations that we have to be really careful with. But let's see, we're down to the last couple recordings here.
Kenny?
Yeah, we have a short excerpt. Oh, I want to share with people the fact that our weekly climatologist, DNR climatologist Kenny Blumenfeld, Katya interviews him here weekly on our station on Friday mornings about 9:15 or 9:20. And about 10 years ago, he and a photographer friend produced a video called The Story of Winter. And darn, I wrote this, I think it's, if you put The Story of Winter into a YouTube search box, you get a lot of results, none of which are, or maybe if you scrolled way down, you'd find this. But if you put the Story of Winter, Minnesota, actually the subtitle I think is Minnesota's Iconic Season, you can find this. It's about 45 minutes, and it's really informative but also fun. Kenny's a very funny guy, but he's totally in tune with what's going on in climatology and week-to-week meteorology is what we like to hear from him about. So this is just a one-minute excerpt from that production of theirs towards the end of the story of winter. This will be Kenny speaking first, an unidentified gentleman, and then Lee Frelick, Dr. Lee Frelick, who's a forest ecologist at the University of Minnesota.
Not everyone in Minnesota or the upper Midwest loves winter, but it certainly is one of the things that defines us as a region within our country. And this character of winter is changing.
If you're going to see the cold character die, if you're going to see the cold of winter die, I think if you're even partially aware of the world around you, you have to look past the fact, boy, it would be really nice not to freeze during the winter, but to see what the effect of that would be on the globe in general. I mean, it would be disastrous, because if it isn't cold here where we're supposed to be cold, then it's going to be messed up someplace else.
Yeah, I think we are losing winter, you know, and so we've had this cold spell this winter of 2013, 2014. It reminds me of the old days. So we just get this once in a while now. So yeah, I think we are losing winter.
And you've heard a lot of frustration during this show with people's feelings about it, other than a few little upsides to it. We have one more recording here to share, and this is our friend Peg, who expresses the passion many of us are feeling about this season, this change, but she expresses it much more expressively than most of us. So this is a little story about her experience at the grocery store in Duluth recently.
I told you what the person in the grocery store said to me, right? This poor person in the grocery store. I was fairly nice because she was young, but she looked at me and said, and I'm just grumpy as hell. Anyway, this woman in the grocery store looked at me when I was checking out. I was in Duluth. And she says, and it was later at night, and I'm heading home. She says, "How you liking this winter?" Like with this big smile on her face. I thought, oh, you poor thing, you're going to be sorry you asked me that. I said, "It's the worst winter imaginable." And she said, "Oh," and the bagger said, "Why would you say that?" Which was also a really dumb thing to say to me. So I gave him a few of the choice things that I just told you. You know, and I was asshole about it. I said, "Well, it's difficult on wildlife. It's difficult on the, you know, on the animals. It's difficult on the birds." I said, "There's no sledding, no ice skating, no ice fishing, no winter sports. There's mud. You can't get into the woods." I said, "I guess it's great if you want to walk from your car to the house without having to put mittens on." That's how asshole-like I was. And then I said, "I'm sorry. I'm sure you wish you hadn't asked me." And that woman actually behind that first, the woman who was at the checkout, you know, who asked me initially, said, "Actually, I just found it interesting." She said, "People have comments about this weather, you know." Oh, yeah. So then one more thing happened. The guy who was begging said, "Well, I like this kind of winter." And I said, "Yeah, well, that's fine." I said, "But, you know, if we can't have a real winter in Duluth, Minnesota, who can have a real winter?"
Indeed.
Well said, Peg.
Yes, see, we have to appreciate the way Peg expresses herself with those thoughts and can see it with some perspective. I do need to share the fact she didn't know she was being recorded. We were in the middle of a long conversation here at the station. That's why you can hear a radio in the background. But she did agree. She gave her consent to share that recording because, I mean, it's the message is sad, but it's really fun to listen to, Peg. Wow. So that's all of the submissions we have so far. But We are going to make a regular thing of this, we're pretty sure, and we are the deadline, supposed deadline for submissions is Wednesday evenings, and we're going to keep this same subject for the next week because many of you probably are just finding out about this. The weather is still a subject of conversation. Things are changing slightly. It's going to get a little more towards normal, not quite normal yet, but at least freezing temperatures at night. No serious snow in the forecast, I'm sorry to say. So how can you contribute your own thoughts? Well, I will share the email address again. It's ktwhwriters@gmail.com. And you could also bring written ones, mail or bring written submissions here to the station. Our studio is in the Harbor Landing building. Our email address is P.O. Box 622, Two Harbors, 55616. And you're welcome to remain anonymous if you choose. I think everybody here, we shared who they are, and they were okay with that. But if you want to use a pseudonym or just be completely anonymous, we will respect that. We might have to know who you are to get the email from you or whatever. But if you have a way to get it to us totally anonymously, that's fine. We'll, of course, observe FCC language regulations and anything within reason. It's, yeah, we'll pretty much share everything we get as long as we're not slandering anyone or anything. No rants against any specific weather people or predictions or anything. So anything else people should know, do you think, Jane?
Well, I just wanted to thank everyone for their submissions. I think it's a really kind of interesting that we had the recorded interviews from Bayview. Was it Bay Tower? Pardon me.
Bayview Terrace.
Bayview Terrace. Pardon me. Yes, I really enjoyed that. And I don't think there's going to be any lack of more comments. Pardon me. I think we're not going to have any trouble getting more submissions because everyone is passionate about the weather up here, regardless of what kind of view you have. I mean, that's what we do up here in northern Wisconsin. You know, we talk about the weather.
Jane, we're in Minnesota.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I grew up in Wisconsin, and I kind of drift between Duluth, Two Harbors, and Ashland. Sorry, wrong state. But anyway, Minnesota is even more rabid about the weather.
Yes.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
You covered for yourself there. Yes. Yeah, it's okay.
Good one.
Yeah. And you can be thinking about, actually, we would welcome ideas for future prompts. I did suggest that we may have one coming that you'll hear the KGUA program announce their next prompt is, what is your song? What song would speak for you to introduce yourself? And we'll be using that one before long, I expect. But we will keep this one for the next week. And, right, bring in or send in your contributions. And by Wednesday, if possible, we probably can accommodate late submissions. We did a little bit this week since it was the first time. And then they will be airing this show at the same time, same place, 11 o'clock Saturday mornings. So we will be joining now the KGUA Writers Program of the Week in progress. We had no idea how long this would take. I'm amazed. We've filled up 45 minutes. And their program, as I mentioned, the prompt for this week was emptiness, the truth of emptiness or in emptiness. And you kind of have to have been following their sequence of programs maybe to see where this comes in. But people had some really profound things to say. Many of their contributors are from the Gualala area of California, on the coast north of San Francisco. But people also contribute from around the country. I have no idea how these other regular and irregular contributors happen to connect with this program. Locally, there are three of us who have submitted submissions to this program in the last few months. And Michelle Miller especially is a regular contributor, and actually we'll hear about her at the end. Her submission is going to be shared in this coming week's program that will air live on Monday. Their address for sending submissions to their prompts is kguawriters@gmail.com, and we encourage you to do that. So now, if I remember, thank you, Jane, for joining me. It's been a pleasure.
Welcome.
And we will fade into the KGUA Writers show in progress. This archived version of Listener's Voices does not include the faded-in end of a KGUA Truth in Emptiness episode, but you can hear the whole episode on SoundCloud.com. If you just enter KGUA and the number 174 in the search box, it'll take you right to that episode. If you're interested in other KGUA Writer episodes, you can just enter KGUA Writers, and you probably can access all 174 episodes. Tune in next Saturday for the second chapter of People's Responses to What They Think About This Winter. That'll air Saturday, February 17th at 11 a.m. here on KTWH, Two Harbors, Minnesota.